So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, working with the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, Isurim D'Rabbanan do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah records in Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about which types of door bolts may be used in and out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Machlokes, as elaborated in the Braisa, is the Tanakama holds that if the bolt is kosher betoli, tied to and hanging from the door, and dragging on the ground, it is Asurim D'Rabbanan outside of the Mikdash and Mutter in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says that such a bolt is totally mutter. Only a bolt that's completely detached is asur b'medina u'mutter b'mikdash. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'nigrar. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that a nagar hakasher, a bolt that is tied and dragging on the ground, is totally mutter, so long as it is either tied directly to the door or it is tied to the doorpost in a way that it can be lifted by the string that attaches it. However, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that if it is totally detached, it is asur b'dereisa, and therefore even asur b'mikdash. Rabbi Avi holds that any bolt attached with a reed is considered to be completely unattached because reeds are extremely weak. The Gemara raises two shailas about using bolts. Nikmaz mahu. What is the halacha when it is pressed into the ground? Even though the Tanakhama holds mutter, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that it is asur because mechzi kebayna, it resembles building. Also le beis yad mahu, if you made a handle on it, is it mutter? The Gemara concludes, also le beis yad mutter, it is permissible. The Gemara then tells two stories about the muktzah status of heavy things that are used to keep doors securely closed, one with a beam and the other with a mortar, and both can be moved in Shabbos because Torah's kli allow, they are considered a kli. The Gemara teaches five halachas about oil arai, temporary structures on Shabbos. First, kipi d'arva. If arches over a boat are either a tefach wide or within three tefachim of each other, it is mutter to spread a cloth over them because meisif al oil arayhu b'shaber dami. It's merely adding to an existing oil aray and permitted. Second, and similarly, if a canopy that protects animals from the sun is open one tefach, we may open it fully because it's only adding to an existing oil aray. Third, viloin mutter. A curtain in the doorway may be put up and taken down on Shabbos. Fourth, a kilas chasanim, a bridal canopy over a bed, may be put up provided that the top is less than a tefach wide horizontally. It does not get to a tefach of width within three tefachim of its highest point. At its widest point, it is less than a tefach from the center. Otherwise, shipui aholim kahalim damu, the angled sides are considered an oil. Finally, we initially thought that the Braisa does not allow wearing a wide-brimmed hat because of making an oil, but conclude that the concern is that if it is loose-fitting, it may fall off and the person will carry it for Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Mishnah, Machzirin Sir HaTachton B'Mikdash, Avaloi B'Medina, B'Ha'elyon Kan V'Kan Aser. Since replacing a lower pivot is only Asim D'Rabbanan out of a concern that he will hammer it in, we may do it in the Mikdash, but replacing an upper pivot, which makes the door functional, is asur midereisa, and therefore asur even in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'elyon b'mikdash v'hatachton b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the upper pivot is only asur midrabanan, and therefore permitted in the Mikdash, and the lower pivot is mutter and even permitted outside of the Mikdash. Rashi explains, the Tanakhama holds, yesh binyan v'stir b'kelim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. Zok the Mishnah, Machzirin Ritiya b'Mikdash, Avaloi b'Medina, in Betchila Kan V'Kan Aser. We may replace a bandage that was taken off in order to enable a Kohen to do the Avoid in the Mikdash, but not outside of the Mikdash. In Betchila Kan V'Kan Aser. Putting a bandage on for the first time, even though it is only Aser Midrabana to prevent a person from smearing ointment, is even Aser in the Mikdash because it is not Tzarech Gevayim. It does not aid the Avoid in any way. Tanraban. The Braisa records a machlokes whether it is mutter to replace a bandage that had fallen off, since it is uncommon for bandages to just fall off. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it is asur. The Gemara elaborates that there is a machlokes amiram whether the machlokes is when it fell on a kli, but all would agree that if it falls on the ground, it is asur to replace, or if the machlokes is specifically when it falls on the ground, but everybody agrees if it falls on the pillow, it is mutter to replace. Zok the Mishnah, Koishin Nima b'Mikdash, Avoloi b'Medina, b'Mitchila Kam V'Kan Aser. It is mutter to tie a string on a musical instrument to fix it in the mikdash, but not outside the mikdash. Putting the strings in the instrument in the first place is even usher in the mikdash. The Gemara asks that this apparently contradicts a braisa, which says that it is usher to repair this string with a knot, and it is only mutter to repair it with a bow. The Gemara presents five potential answers, rejecting the first two. First, harabanim har b'liyazim. The Mishnah which allows tying follows Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Machshir mitzvah dechenes haShabbos. Preparations for a mitzvah may be done on Shabbos, while the Braisa follows Rabbanan, who hold Machshir mitzvah ein dechenes haShabbos. Second, Har Rabbi Yehuda v'Har Rabbanan. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Aniva kshira mal yasehi. A bow, like a knot, is usher on Shabbos. Therefore, since he has no other option, he may tie a knot because Machshir mitzvah dechenes haShabbos. The Braisa follows the Rabbanan, who hold that it is mutter to tie a bow on Shabbos. Since he has a permissible option, he's not allowed to tie a knot. The Gemara rejects these two explanations, because if we hold Mechshir Mitzvah Dechenes HaShabbos, we should be allowed to put in a new string for the first time as well, because Rabbi Eliezer holds Mechshir Mitzvah Dechenes HaShabbos even for malachas that could have been done before Shabbos. Third, Harib Shimon V'Harabanan. The Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, who hold you may even do malacha d'iraisa to repair a broken harp string, while the braisa follows Rib Shimon, who holds that the Leviim may only tie a bow on Shabbos when a harp string snaps. However, the Rabbanan hold that Machshir Mitzvah d'ichenes haShabbos applies only to malachas that could not have been done before Shabbos, as when the string broke on Shabbos. But a first-time string, which could have been done before Shabbos, is not d'iches haShabbos. Fourth, the Mishnah is speaking about a string that snaps in the middle and therefore must be tied to produce a sound, while the Braisa is speaking about a string that snaps on the end where tying a bow will suffice. Finally, the Braisa follows Reb Shimon, who holds we make a gzeira against tying a regular knot even when the string snapped in the middle, lest we tie it even when it snaps at the end, while the Mishnah follows Rabbanan, who hold we make no such gzeira.